frequency of coaching. I want you to think about it for a moment, about a person who goes to a gym to work out. Guy shows up 4 times a week, and every week he's there 4 times a week. The other guy shows up 2 times a month. When people are making decisions about coaching, sometimes it's budgetary. What do they think they can afford? However, if you look at it like this, what is it I'm willing to invest in myself? The guy who shows up 4 times a week versus 2 times a month, he clearly is saying, this is a commitment I'm making. Now, if you're in the 2 times a month program, that's fine. Or the 4 or the 6. But do it for the right reason, to make sure that you say, this is a high priority. This is a time of personal growth for me, because that's what's going to happen during our sessions. This is not just about accountability. Did you do your numbers? Did you see the people? Did you do the follow-up? Are you working the system? It has a lot to do with also, do we hear personal growth? Are you having that mindset of what your role is in this realtor relationship? Just like a married couple, if you will, trying to find their way. There is obviously, clearly, for both parties, room for improvement at all times. Clearly, the loan officer has room for improvement in this relationship of pursuit. It's nonstop pursuit, LOs with realtors. And then when you have the relationship, it's actually retaining that. And that is, let's not take for granted those who are contributing to us, because there's another LO out there trying to take her away. Those realtors, take them away from you. The other LOs are not sitting on the sideline going, oh, that's a nice LO. I am not going to go after their persons, their agents. I'm going to let them go. No, LOs are thinking of taking away your contributors. So frequency, should it be 2, 4, or 6? What's your level of commitment? What can you afford, maybe economically, but time-wise, what's your commitment? Thank you.